Sportscast, September 23rd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, and visit and download our app, The Sportscast iOS. Breaking news, Andre Iguodala announced on his Point Forward podcast he's re-signing with the Golden State Warriors for his 19th NBA season. He's won championships with the Warriors and with Miami Heat. Join us today from Rochester, New York, with a clear signal. Brian Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Andy, I'm good. Happy Friday out there, sports world. Yes. I don't know if this is huge news or just...
Did you see it coming?
I knew he was contemplating it, and I think the Warriors like his veteran leadership and kind of, you know, this is obviously a good team to join if you want to go win yourself another ring. So, obviously they don't need him every night, and they're not going to need him to play long minutes. It's more of a, it's not quite the Udonis Haslam never play in any minutes role like what he, but it's not kind of him every night. For big contributions, but, his leadership will help the Warriors out.
Yeah, he's won four championships in 2015, 17, 18, and 2022. He did not win it with the Heat. My apologies, he did not. Wait, did he? No, he did not.
You had me for a minute there. I'm like, I don't remember him when he went to the Heat.
He went to the finals with the Heat. He lost against the great LeBron James and the Lakers, but he didn't have much of a presence in the NBA finals, right?
In the playoffs in general, he was injured or, or just didn't play in the games. Like I said, it's more of a leadership, role, and I could see him a lot of nights not even being active, be like ask some of their young players they want to play and, I think it's a win-win for the Warriors and himself, So good for him and always like, players, playing out their career.
Yeah, he missed 31 games from January to April last season with back soreness. But he still won a fourth chip. So definitely has that I don't know if I would qualify him as that Robert Horry, six-man, Kukoc type of player. How would you see him historically?
Yeah, in his heyday, he was, one of the best defenders. He had that defense, that kind of defend every position on the court, along with, being able to, make clutch shots. He was an MVP of the final there, early on with the Warriors. You can make clutch baskets, can get hot. He's always just kind of being that freak athlete on the court, Even back in his day, 19 years ago with the 76ers, may not always be the best basketball player, but he's probably the best athlete. And now he's kind of turned that, he's not always the best athlete, he's turned into being a smart basketball player.
And another player that has a podcast, like Tyreek Hill and Sherman, a lot of others.
Who doesn't have a podcast?
Tom Brady does.
Everybody's got a podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go. You ever listen to that? It's really good.
Okay. I have not, but I, which one? The Tyreek Hill one or the
Tom Brady. Let's go.
Yes, that's every Monday, which I think he replaced because he used to do a weekly one in New England for a Boston radio station, but now he's doing podcasts, I guess, every Monday.
Yeah, you can. And if you ever listen to NFL radio, NFL games on the radio, Westwood One, you can kind of usually they give snippets of that and halftime show.
Westwood One, or if you have Sirius XM.
You can find it. Yeah, Sirius. That's what you usually listen on my app. Yeah.
I have it. I got it. I like it so far. I need to dabble with it more. All right. I brought up the Boston Celtics, and they suspended Ime Udoka for an entire 22-23 NBA season, who went to the NBA Finals. Got suspended for a violation of a team conduct. He had a situation with a woman on staff. No questions about it. He's out, suspended first season, Ryan. How much would that – I mean, first of all, what are your thoughts over that?
It's weird, and I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I think we're all like – everybody in this in general is like, we just a lot of questions because we have a lot of questions and no answers other than he's suspended because, you know, he has relations with a female member, which is just more or less a PR melody pie assignment. And his contract said, you know, he didn't do anything like that. So as simple as just breaking contract, and he broke contract, there's consequences. And that's all we know, really. So it is just weird that, you know, it's somebody getting in trouble for something. So like that. But there is some morality in the world, I guess.
And he will be assistant coach Joe Masula will serve as the team's interim coach in Udoka's absence. What are your thoughts over the Celtics? How much would that be affected? Are they still a top tier team, or this will definitely lower morale within the organization?
Yeah, that will, time will tell, you know. And, you know, keeping, you know, kind of the culture the same, but, you know, I think what Ime Udoka just brought was a leadership, you know, in a sense of toughness and, you know, togetherness and in a group that was, you kind of saw as the playoffs went along. And as the season went on, you know, we got to remember this. They started off really bad last year. And then by, you know, midway through the year, they were the best team, best record the second half of basketball, and they kind of carried that along to the playoffs. So we'll see if they, you know, pick up where they left off, or if this was kind of a distraction. Right now, it's kind of a distraction that, you know, the training camp has started, and I mean, we got players like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, and there was a certain part of the series where they went up 2-1 in the finals against the Warriors. But after that, Warriors took over and won the championship.
Yeah, what I think the most exciting thing of the whole day was that we didn't see Brad Stevens come down from his GM perch there in Boston to come coach his team for a year, which I think I was reading there. Everybody kind of thought that was a formality.
Was that a possibility? A guy who,
I think so. Because, you know, you can bring him in, keep the staff the same. And he coached all these guys. So,
what do you know about Joe Masula?
Not much, Santiago. Not much.
Okay. Well, this is his time to shine. Let's just say
it is.
That.
This is opportunities. Yeah. You know, that didn't ever work out for him, but you remember when Steve Kerr had his back issues with Golden State, that's where Luke Walton really became
a prospect.
Yeah, he got a big deal to the Kings and didn't really pan out, but he used his opportunity with a good basketball team to kind of improve his resume. So we'll see if this helps.
Wasn't Luke Walton with the Lakers too?
He was with the Lakers, yeah.
Head coach, you know, as the Lakers. Of course, he was a player there.
Yeah. But, you know, had a rough time there. Then he got an opportunity with the Warriors during, UNC Curry had some back issues during the playoffs and then regular season, and pretty much went undefeated. So that's where he parlayed that into his next opportunity as a King.
All right. We'll see what happens with the Celtics. Let's shift over to the NFL. Cleveland Browns with Jacoby Brissett beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17. I think the highlight of last night was George Pickens, not Jacoby Brissett, but an impressive
that was quite a catch, Cleveland. Yeah.
Impressive win by Cleveland. I picked Cleveland. Everyone like was picking Pittsburgh. I don't know if there's some trouble there with Trubisky, but I would say George Pickens definitely was the highlight of last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good. to me, it's just a matter of time before they got to turn it over to Kenny Pickett here. Not that, you know, I don't think Mitch Trubisky's doing anything awful. But where are you going? You know, you drafted a quarterback number one. You got a new stud wide receiver in George Pickens. Let them develop together. You're not going to win a championship this year. That's just my hot take for the Steelers. They're 1-2. They should be 0-3 if the Bengals could kick an extra point. And the Browns should be 3-0. They could hold a 13-point lead with a minute 52 with Joe Flacco and the Jets. So that's another story. But
a lot of storylines.
The Browns are doing great. The Browns are good. You know, I think they are who I thought they were. A good roster. Running game is still strong with Nick Chubb.
He is the best running back in the league right now, I would say.
They just the best running back system. You know, they draft well the offensive line. It's like a disappointment last year, Danny. Like I told you several times, that's the best roster, I think, in football last year. Both sides of the ball, you know, was the Browns. But injuries
Njoku, 89 yards. Amari Cooper, 101 yards. The receiving corps was great.
Yeah, and they're doing it, you know, with, I think, a serviceable quarterback in Jacoby Brissett. But this is a guy, I remember a couple of times last year in Miami, this guy was awful. it's good for the Browns. You know, we'll see what happens. They keep the momentum and see what happens when Mr. Watson gets out of suspension.
Yes, that team will definitely be special. We'll see. He was rusty in the preseason, but we hope the best for him and hopefully come back strong. Steelers, Mitch Trubisky, starting quarterback for the past 3 weeks. Are we seeing a Pickett or Rudolph starting in the next few weeks?
You got to. You know, I think you got to at least throw it up there, you know, or at least – you know, maybe even wait 1 or 2 more weeks if things don't get better, then you can kind of mail the season in. Because, I mean, you got a really good division. You know, you got to feel like the Browns obviously are pretty good. The Bengals, like, eventually get their act together, you think. And then the Ravens, I know they had a rough ending to their game the other day, but they're still a really good football team. They can stay healthy.
Health is everything, and we'll definitely check it out. Really impressed with the Browns, not so much with the Steelers. They're 1-2, lost against New England last weekend. So there might be some red flags. Will Mike Tomlin go over 500 this year?
That's a magic question. I think you got to think about this year. You know, this guy's never been below 500 in all the years of coaching. I can say no. I think they're going to go to Kenny Pickett here in a couple weeks. And, you know, I think they'll get 5 or 6 more caps this year.
Ryan says Pickett over Rudolph.
You got to. What are you going to do with Mason Rudolph? You've seen Mason Rudolph. Like,
you've seen the sample size already.
Like, yeah, I think if you're in a pinch and you got one game, you know, but if you're turning over the reins for a long period, you got to go with Kenny Pickett.
All right. That is his pick. Are you anything else before we head into week 3 predictions of the NFL and college football week 4?
Oh, no, yeah, other than the USA soccer away the egg this morning. Thank you.
That's right. USA lost against Japan 2-0 in a friendly in Dusseldorf, Germany. Experimenting at the wrong time, I would say.
Yeah, we should be getting better, not worse. But that's just, we got time. We got a couple.
Where's the urgency? Well, we got Saudi Arabia this Tuesday to reshape some things, give some optimism, because this is the last date before the World Cup in November. So there's no more friendlies between after Tuesday and November. And they only have a week together after the clubs release their players to the World Cup teams.
Yeah, this is really an interesting timing for the whole calendar is kind of screwed up, you know, what we're used to in the World Cup, you know, because it's middle of club season, really. So...
it wasn't a COVID thing either. This thing was planned years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I haven't been to World Cup, and I don't know if I'll ever make it to World Cup in my lifetime. But this would be an interesting.
You do have
World
a chance
visit,
in 2026,
you know?
In the States.
Yes, I hope to at least make it to game there, Santiago. we'll find each other there. Hopefully,
you don't have to go to Monterey. You can come to Miami or come to Kansas City. Or New York MetLife. Anyways, ready for predictions. Buffalo Bills visit Miami. Miami, who had an impressive win last week against the Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills are giving no mercy to anyone. They are squandering everyone. This might be a test for Miami, maybe not for the Bills. Who you got, Ryan?
I'm going to go with the Bills. I mean, San Diego, the Bills, yes, they've been crushing it. They've been great, and everybody here in Western New York is loving life. The chicken wings are flying off the shelves. Everybody's pumped up for Buffalo Bills football, but there's injury, San Diego, in the secondary. And if you
Gabriel Davis.
The Dolphins did, yeah, well, Gabe Davis is wide receiver. He should be okay, we think. But, you know, Micah Hyde, Jordan Pryor, Dane Jackson, those are kind of the cog to the Bills' defense right now. And they're all
can they stop Tyreek Hill?
I don't think you can stop them right now. The Dolphins are playing pretty well on offense. I think you just got to contain them and rely on your offense. You know, the Bills are going to put up points on offense.
Tyreek and Waddle, have we seen a whole different view of Waddle from last week? Is that something I'm seeing as well?
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he didn't just remember he's fast. He's been fast his whole life. You know, they're just finding. This is what I think I told you the day they hired Mike McVay. This guy is an offensive genius. What he did in San Francisco was great with Deebo Samuels, and he's doing it again with Hill and Waddle in Miami. So kudos to him, and he's going to, you know, they might not win the division. I think the Bills are just a step up. But this is a playoff team, San Diego, a really good playoff team.
Exactly. Both new coaches, Mike McDaniel and Dabble, are doing well so far. Cincinnati Bengals are 0-2, visiting a Jets who beat the Browns last week, 1-1. What's going to happen in MetLife?
This is a must-win for the Bengals. Your chances of making the playoffs 0-2 are low, but doable. If you're 0-3, chances get very small. So this is a must-win for Cincinnati, and so I'm going to go with 7-1 this week.
What is up with Cincinnati?
They protect the same issues last year. They just found a way to win games, important games last year with a bad line. Now they can't.
I mean, Cooper Rush beat
him. Joe can't do it from his. Yeah, you can't win games if your quarterback's on his back the whole time.
Okay. Well, Ryan's going for Cincinnati. Las Vegas Raiders at Tennessee Titans, who also are 0-2. The Raiders are 0-2 as well. Yeah. Who will have their first win?
My heart says, Titans, but my head says that I think the Raiders, who played good enough in 1.5 games, will be at least 1-1, you think, but can't close out games, so, they're 0-2, and I think we think they get off the Schneider and beat the Titans, who we could be seeing more and more of our famed Malik Willis this year, if things don't go well for the Titans.
Malik, yes, that has been whispering around. Malik Willis might be starting. Is Davante Adams working out for the Raiders so far?
Nothing bad. I haven't had the same day as victory, but I don't know the call.
The New Orleans Saints, who Brady beat, a kryptonite for him. Jameis Winston usually has a bad game, good game. Every other week has a good game. Going to visit Carolina Panthers are 0-2. Baker Mayfield, a little better quarterback than Sam Darnold. Who will win in this matchup of the NFC South?
I do think if they can get McCaffrey going, the Panthers should win this game. They're going to go Carolina.
So you're saying Carolina?
Yeah,
I will pick that too. Baltimore Ravens, wow, had a scrappy loss last week. They were up by 27-7 against the Dolphins, lost it completely. The Patriots, interesting, had a bad week, lost against the Dolphins. So both these teams lost against Miami. Who's going to win the Miami Bowl?
I think the Ravens getting back on track. And kind of made it, I don't think, a very good Patriots football team.
Are they going to be born this year?
Oh, yeah. They're not going to be exciting, that's for sure.
At least that. Okay.
If you Detroit. Think, I mean, it depends. If you want to see you want to see misery out of Bill Belichick, it's very exciting, I guess.
That first game when he lost against Miami, he was giving like excuses. I never see him give excuses like that.
He's 70 years old. That's what old people do, Santiago. They always make excuses.
Detroit Lions are looking pretty good. Jerry Goff doing fantastic. Of course, can they win Thanksgiving? But they're going to Minnesota. What are your thoughts over that game? Of course, you know, the Lions have a great squad. They got Aiden Hutchinson, had 3 sacks last weekend. What do you think is going to happen this one? Do you think they'll go for another win?
If you heard that noise, it was me trying to pull the brakes on your Lions talk here, Santiago, here a little bit.
DeAndre Swift is looking great, too, by the way. And Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, everybody's playing up to their potential. I just don't know how high that potential is. You know, you're going against a team like the Vikings, who are new coach, you know, new regime, same Jekyll and Hyde. They played so good against the Packers week one, and then it was a blah performance Monday night against the Eagles. Defense wasn't great. Offense couldn't muster anything. Couldn't get the ball to Jordan Jefferson. So we'll see how, you know, I'm going to go to the Vikings to get back on track and get a good division win against the Lions.
So you say Minnesota, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Jordan Jefferson. All right. NFC East showdown, Eagles at the Washington Commanders. Eagles had a great Monday Night Football win against Minnesota. Washington they lost last weekend, but Carson Wentz actually is looking pretty good. What's going to happen in Maryland?
I think the Eagles get a good division win themselves this week against the Commanders. I think Carson Wentz still puts up good numbers, just not enough. I think Jalen Hurts and
great numbers for fantasy.
Yeah. I just think, you know, they've really done a great job putting this roster together for the Eagles. I don't know, the Eagles, they make in their history, have always been the team that trades the most. Some worked out, some haven't worked out, but this A.J. Brown trade, you can just see the difference between the Titans and Eagles right now. You can see who won that trade.
There you have it. Kansas City Chiefs have an impressive season with no Tyreek Hill going up against Indianapolis at Indianapolis Dome. RCA Dome, I believe it's still called. Colts hasn't won a game. They tied and then they lost. Pittman, I think, will be out this weekend. Matt Ryan is definitely showing his age. JT, where is he? What's going to happen in Indianapolis? Yes.
I think the Colts find themselves a 2 wins and 1 tie after this game. So I don't think they're going to get that going. You know, I think there's a lot made of this Colts team being good. I think they're okay. They just haven't, you know, injuries to Michael Pittman is not helping out Matt Ryan. And they obviously haven't got that running game going. So I think they're going to find themselves another loss this week.
There you have it. Houston Texans, Davis Mills at the helm. 2 running backs, Rex Burkhead and Damian Pierce, go up against Chicago Bears, which they have, of course, a good squad, but not really doing well with Justin Fields. What do you think is going to happen in that match?
A Lovie Smith Bowl, as I might call it. It's going to be an ugly game, Santiago. You know, both teams are well-versed in, you know, dynamic players on the field. I'm going to go the Bears, but I just think they're just a little bit better overall on the team. But, yeah, it's not going to be pretty. I think 2 touchdowns might win this game.
What's up with Marlon Mack not making it with the Houston Texans?
Yeah, they really love Damian Pierce, who is a 4th-round pick from Florida. Might be why Dan Mullen's out of a job. This guy hardly got the ball at Florida, and now he's becoming a star here in the NFL. So, Swift is a very hard runner. He's kind of the goal line back for Florida, you know. Got the ball inside the 5 a lot, but he's really proven himself to be a good NFL back. So, and then he kind of got more of a, out of the, you know, pass catching running back and rush first time. So kind of that's kind of the deal that they're going to go with. So yeah, I think Marlon Mack stays in the NFL numbers.
Went to three different teams in 6 months. Now he's with the 49ers. Jacksonville on top of the AFC South, 1-1, going up against Justin Herbert of the Chargers. Trevor Lawrence against Justin Herbert in SoFi. What's going to happen? Chargers are 1-1. What's going to happen this Sunday?
The Chargers get back on track. I think there is questions about Justin Herbert's health, though. You know, those ribs. So we'll
bad
see.
Ribs from last Thursday, so he's not 100%.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be 100% all year. Probably wishing the injury wasn't in week two. Well, as injuries, you kind of just play through. You just don't get better. It's just painful all the time. So, but yeah, the Jaguars are playing much better this year. You know, Doug Peterson. But I just think the Chargers got a little too much going. Yeah.
Keenan Allen will be back. So, and also Austin Eckler. So it should be good, looking good for the Chargers, unless Jacksonville shocks people, because they have been looking good this past couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, they're playing well, but I think the Chargers are better team.
Not enough. The LA Rams, Cooper Kupp at Arizona NFC West showdown. What's going to happen there, Mr. Ryan?
Rams all day. They got good. We're waiting for the Super Bowl champion Rams to show up. Didn't really against the Bills. Played one good half against the Falcons. I think they put it all together this week, so I'm going to go to the Rams.
The Rams are back. Arizona had a good game last week. They lost against the Chiefs.
They had a good half.
And
They played one good half. You know, they got demolished by the Chiefs. They're down by 20 points to the Raiders, and then, you know, they make a great comeback. So let's see if they can put a whole game together here this week.
Which, yeah, they beat the Raiders, which is not saying much, and Las Vegas. All right. Maybe the game of the week. No, it could have, but Mike Evans ruined it. Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers going to Tampa Bay. No Mike Evans. You could say Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady don't have no one to throw to. Might be a running game. What's going to happen in Tampa?
Yeah, you can't get out Tom Brady. You always got to get a puncher's chance. But,
Scotty Miller?
Yeah. I can never go against Tom Brady. Every time you do, you doubt him. The guy just delivers. You know, he may look old and not the same, but they're winning games. So.
Yeah, and you know, with Tampa Bay,
watch him. I think of Peyton Manning in his last year. Thank you, I guess. When the Broncos won the Super Bowl. Like, not impressive. Just enough to get the job done. Not trying to do too much. Like, he's out there. That's kind of what I see from Tom Brady this year.
Why is the Saints his kryptonite?
There is. I don't think there's a rhyme or reason. There just is. Like, they got his number. Sammy Jones is a good team coach, so... Yeah, but we got that W last week. Not pretty, always, but they got it.
Falcons at Seattle. Marcus Mariota going up against Geno Smith. What's going to happen there, sir?
I think the battle is really two not very good football games. I'm going to let the Falcons get that win.
The Falcons. You have trust in them, don't you?
I don't know. I just think the Seahawks put everything into that week one win against the Broncos. And I don't think they have much left in the tank.
Kyle Pitts, Drake London.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts hasn't really done much this year with Marcus Mariota, but Drake London and Mariota got a good combo going.
All right, let's go to the game of the week. Your Denver Broncos is going up against San Francisco 49ers with a Jimmy Garoppolo, who is officially the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Trey Lance got injured with his ankle injury last weekend. And I don't know if it was luck, if it was coincidence or conspiracy, but Jimmy Garoppolo is back at the helm with the 49ers.
He's like, they just can't get rid of him. You know, they try and he just comes back. Yeah.
Is it a curse? What is it? What do you call this?
It's weird. This is kind of a deal. I'm like, Trey Lance is getting hurt and he's going to be back and he's going to get him to the Super Bowl. but not today. Not this weekend. I think the Broncos kind of put everything together and get a much needed victory Sunday night against the 49ers.
Is it me or Russell Wilson hasn't been looking good with the Broncos so far?
I don't know. It's not you. It's not in sync yet. Two touchdowns in 2 weeks. Week after week, blowing, you know, goal-to-goal situations. It's kind of, I'm hoping it's just a product of really no preseason football for them. So hopefully we'll put it together here this week. Now they got some games under their belt.
Do you think his favorite receiver will be Judy or Cortland Sutton?
Right now, Cortland Sutton. They got a good combo. Judy got hurt last week, but they're really in the game, but Sutton had, you know.
I don't know. Something tells me San Francisco's going to win this weekend.
I'm not surprised. Maybe I'm, you know, talking my heart and not my head, but I'm hoping.
All right. College football, Florida Gators, number 20 at number 11, Tennessee Volunteers, a rivalry. What's going to happen, Ryan? Can Florida turn things around?
Well, 16 out of 17 years, the Gators have been the best team in this rivalry. Is it going to be 17 or 18? I hope so. My heart says yes, but my head says I've watched this Gator team for 3 weeks. I saw a very poor South Florida football team really just out physical them. I really should have won the game. You know, for those reasons, you know, I'm definitely going to Tennessee to win that.
Tennessee's year. Number five, Clemson at number 21, Wake Forest. Sam Hartman.
San Diego, we were so close to the Liberty Flames last week of beating Wake Forest. Bad 2-point conversion attempt. But, yeah, I mean, Wake is good. Sam Martin is good. Clemson's defense is just better. Clemson wins.
Number 10, Arkansas at TAMU, Texas A&M, who beat Miami last week. What's going to happen?
Yeah, played in Jerry's world, as they usually do. Old Southwest Conference rivals, the Hogs. Hogs win it.
Unbelievable. Well, there you have it. NFL Week 3 preview, college football predictions, of course. Looking for football is in motion, but they say the fourth week, which is next week, is when you see the real sample size.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
You can stop with your reactions, and they're just kind of valid reactions, I guess.
There you have it. Ryan, what is the best way to reach you online so people can call you and say, hey, are there any Dolphin fans up in Rochester?
Yeah, my delivery guy at work, Mola Carrier, Mike, big Dolphin fan. You can catch me tonight on social media at the JMA Wireless Dome tonight to watch the Syracuse Orange play the Virginia Cavaliers. You find me at Mad Dog Report on Twitter.
Mad Dog Report on Twitter. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be live tweeting this weekend on the games and looking forward to it. And, of course, the world of sports. And a salute to Roger Federer, who's retiring from tennis today.
Thank you, Roger. And like I said,
Ryan's not a tennis fan.
But I respect all he's accomplished.
NBA season begins next month. Ryan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
All right, Sandy. God bless everybody.
This was your update.